Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the News Wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, discusses a renewed interest among legislators in expanding Medicaid. And his wild card has the fur flying all over the palace. Todd Stacy, thank you so much for joining us for the News Wrap from your office in the State House.
Good to be with you.
Todd, what's the big news for this week?
We're winding down the legislative session. We have 5 days left. One interesting thing that happened this week was a joint meeting of the Senate and House health committees. They invited lawmakers and policymakers from two southern states, Arkansas and North Carolina, to talk about their experiences in expanding Medicaid in their states. And these states are interesting because North Carolina was the latest state to expand. They became the 40th state. And Arkansas expanded a few years ago, but they did it in a way that is this public-private partnership, very similar to a plan that Alabama is discussing. So leaders from those states explained kind of how the expansion process worked in their states. They answered a lot of questions, especially as it comes to funding. The real hang-up in Alabama has always been, if we expand Medicaid, how are we going to afford it long-term when those federal subsidies run out? And there's tough questions about that. But one thing these other state leaders pointed out is that of the 40 states that have already expanded, no state has really faced financial difficulties because of it. And so I think that's important to note, and that may give lawmakers a little bit more comfort. Ultimately, this is a decision that the governor will have to make.
And as a footnote, in these two states, North Carolina and Arkansas, did that halt the closing of the rural hospitals there?
Yeah, they talked about that too. That's a big part of the Alabama discussion is that we know that rural hospitals are struggling big time, and many have closed. I think around 13 or 14 have closed over the past 10, 15 years. And Medicaid is not a silver bullet to that, but it would be offering more people insurance to go to the doctor will mean more revenue for those hospitals. It's just a fact. And so that's not the only reason to expand Medicaid, but it would be a positive outcome.
Well, this is an interesting development, but let's lighten up with a wild card. What do you have for us?
Well, I have this story from Mexico, actually. Mexico City, I guess they have this feral cat problem, but now the government has decided that these feral cats have legal rights to roam the National Palace as, quote, living fixed assets. So as long as these cats are living, they have free roam over all of the Mexican palace. And maybe that's good for some folks. I'm not sure that that would be my cup of tea, but good for the cats.
The fur babies, in other words.
Right. Yeah. My dog Toby would have a field day.
Well, Todd, who is on Capital Journal tonight at 7:30 and Sunday at noon on Alabama Public Television?
Well, speaking of Medicaid expansion, I'm going to be talking to Dane Howard of the Alabama Hospital Association. She helped organize that meeting. She's obviously in part of these Medicaid expansion discussions. And so she has a lot of good information about this topic that's really important to Alabama. Also, Ellen McNair, she's the new Secretary of Commerce, really the lead economic developer for Alabama. So get to peek inside of her portfolio, which also includes the unionization efforts that are happening in Mercedes and Hyundai. So very timely discussions.
So Capital Journal keeps you up to date. And Todd, also segments of Capital Journal you can find on YouTube and aptv.org.
That's right. YouTube's just a really easy way to catch up with past episodes. So yeah, just go to YouTube and search Capital Journal, and you can actually subscribe so you'll get alerted when there's a new episode, so you stay up to date that way.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for the Wild Card and the News Wrap.
You bet.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.